4BC Drive, Mark Braybrook with you on this Tuesday afternoon. 131873 is the telephone number. The NRL Chief Executive Todd Greenberg was in town today, and the reason for that was the launch of the Magic Round. Tickets on sale for May 9 through to May 12 next year. All NRL teams will be playing out of Suncorp Stadium, starting on the Thursday night with the Gold Coast Titans up against Cronulla, finishing with the Rabbitohs and the Cowboys on Sunday evening. And Todd's online now. Todd, welcome to Brizzy.
Nice to talk to you, Mark.
And this is, well, for those of us old enough to remember, we remember League-a-thon at the SCG under the old New South Wales Rugby League regime, but this is the first time in the NRL we've seen all the teams in the one spot.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, look, it's a big innovation for us, having all 16 clubs and all 8 premiership games in one round in one location, so really looking forward to it next year.
Why Brisbane?
In simple terms, it's the best rugby league stadium in the country, and the fans in Brisbane have supported rugby league over the last number of years around Origin and certainly around some of their All-Stars games, and particularly for the Broncos. So we thought it was a great opportunity to showcase to Brisbane fans a much broader offering of rugby league and to turn it into a festival. We've had great support from the Queensland government, from Brisbane marketing, tourism events, Queensland. So, you know, to bring these things to fruition takes a big effort. It takes the effort of our 16 clubs to move games out of their local markets. It takes governments to support us financially. And it takes our broadcast partners to work with us because it's something we've never done before. But what I can promise you is at round 9 next year, the Rugby League World will be looking in at Brisbane and we'll have all 16 teams here. And I think it'll be a great event for our fans to enjoy their rugby league.
What would make it a success? I mean, have you put a figure on the number of people turning up? Have you worked out what you think would make the event a success?
Oh, look, there's a number of metrics. I mean, first and foremost, you know, we expect to have more than 100,000 people through the gates over the round. But, you know, a big part of this, Mark, to be honest, is trying to grow the base of rugby league supporters. And, you know, there'll always be our rusted-on fans who will come to games and watch our games, but an opportunity for us to break into different markets, try to bring some of those casual fans or people that may not come to a game more regularly who might come out for a game on Saturday where there's 3 different games of rugby league and multiple different teams and they might get their first taste of rugby league. We fundamentally understand what business we're in. We're in the entertainment business and we've got to continue to try new things and be prepared to be brave enough to do some things differently, and that's exactly what this is in 2019.
Well, mate, I think 100,000 is underselling it. I'd be disappointed. I reckon we'd get 120 to 150 minimum divided by 4. I mean, you'd go close to selling out Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Thursday with the Titans and Sharks, just the one game. I still reckon you get 25 to that. So I reckon 125 to 150 minimum. So there you go.
Well, there you go, Mark. That's good. Under promise, over deliver.
Well, there you go. That's a great marketing tool, mate. Statement. Great marketing tool, isn't it, to do that? So what can people see around the precinct?
Well, that's the sort of work we're going to be doing now with government here and also with our partners at Suncorp Stadium. We've got a huge role to play in that. But again, you know, there's the ability for us to innovate. I mean, a couple of years ago, we were in Auckland to launch the season with the Nines tournament, which is different to a premiership round. But again, we had some learnings out of there about what we can do in grassroots communities, what we can do with participation, and what we can do to actually use some of the voice of the game to promote worthy causes like the work we do in mental health or domestic violence or literacy levels for kids. There's lots of things rugby league has the ability to change some perceptions and make a difference. So we'll do that piece of work in the early part of next year. And, you know, one thing I can tell you, though, is that it won't just be about what you say on the field. It'll very much be a festival off the field.
So obviously you're hoping not only for the locals here in Brisbane to support it, but it's a big opportunity for people to have a weekend away and a full weekend. Their team might be playing on Saturday. They can come to the footy on a Saturday or even Friday night and spend a weekend here in Brisbane. That's what the local council and government will be wanting as well.
Yeah, clearly there's a significant economic impact for this. And, you know, I would expect that people will be marking their calendars now and figuring out how they can have either a family weekend away or a weekend away with friends and make it a real effort over the weekend. I mean, and, you know, we've tried absolutely to make sure our ticket pricing strategy is right on the margins here so people can afford to come with their families. You know, we're selling tickets for $100, which gets you to every game across the weekend from Thursday to Sunday. That's phenomenal value. And on Thursday night alone, we'll be launching $10 tickets. With that being a big part of our charity initiative with some of our community partners. So, you know, we've tried to keep it affordable. We've tried to keep it as open and as available to as many people as we can because we really want to see it be successful in 2019.
Well, if it's going to be successful anywhere, in my opinion, there's no doubt it will be successful here in Brisbane. And as I said, I think 125 to 150 is not being unreasonable. Just before I let you go, mates, Valentine Holmes, the news in the last 24 hours, he wants to head to the United States. Another one of our young guns going. I think he'll be a success at whatever he does, I should say. But you can look at it one of either way, can't you? Another superstar lost to the game or just another opportunity for a young bloke who is a talented athlete to show the world what rugby league players can do.
Yeah, look, I think that's a pretty good summary, Mark, to be honest. You know, whilst we'd always like to see him stay in rugby league, we understand that, you know, he's pursuing a real dream and he's got aspirations and we shouldn't stand in the way of that. In saying that, you know, it's risky. It's not going to come without challenges and it won't be easy, but we wish him well. And I understand the Sharks have agreed today in terms of that release. And that's more than reasonable. It's not going to happen often, I don't think. We've seen how difficult it is for our players, but you know, the NFL's on the worldwide stage, and if rugby league can have a piece of that through that journey, as we've seen with Jarryd Hayne, that can be a good thing for all of us.
Thanks for your time.
Nice to talk to you, mate.
Todd Greenberg, the chief executive of the NRL in town today, the Magic Round. Round 9, which is Thursday, 9th of May, through to Sunday, the 12th of May. All 16 teams are playing. Starts with the Gold Coast against Cronulla on Thursday night. The match is on Friday, the early game, the West Tigers against Penrith. And then Manly take on the Brisbane Broncos. Then on Saturday, three games. The Bulldogs versus the Knights. The Warriors up against St George Illawarra. Then Melbourne against Parramatta. And then on Sunday, a doubleheader. The Roosters and the Raiders, the first game. And then the Rabbitohs and the Cowboys to round out Magic Round. And yeah, those of us that are old enough to remember Leagueathon. But this is the first time that where all the New South Wales Rugby League teams played together at the SCG. This is the first time all the NRL teams will play together at the one spot.